Aloha, and welcome back to Theater of Delights. Today's top audio stories, here in the Pleasure Zone. Season 5 of our exciting show begins our tale of the stoic Dick Stars and Stripes, recently widowed veteran of the Poké-Nam War, now forced to reconnect with his family against his own will. This is Gran Nidorino, Episode 1, Hands Off My Nidorino.
I want to drink 100 beers and sit on my porch. Please get off of my porch. I was in a war. When did everything get so woke? Everything is so woke all the time. Please, don't show me your monster. I'm not interested in seeing it. Get off my porch, you dirty fuck. I knew not to trust you because of your race. Ooh, just look at you. You dirty fuck. Get off my porch, hey, leave me alone.
I need to read.
I once saw him kill a boy. Get off of my porch. Get off of my porch. Get off of my porch. Get off of my porch.
Quiet. Quiet. He's waking up.
Where am I?
Huzzah!
Quiet. An excellent question, my subject. You're in a tank filled with ominous orange liquid, and we're 4 scientists in lab coats, and we're very excited you're awake.
Our grand creation!
Creation? What is going on?
Creation is the wrong term. You're a clone, a copy of the great leader Ho Chi Minh, the psychic-type communist frozen in amber long ago. Now we've extracted his DNA and enhanced it for the ultimate creation. The all-powerful Ho Chi Minh 2.
That can't be.
Isn't that dope?
Sheesh.
Dan, shut up. I'm trying to acclimate Ho Chi Minh 2.
Don't talk to me like that. We're all scientists. We're a cabal of evil scientists who work for the Clone Corporation.
A copy. Is that all I am? A mere shadow on a wall.
The glass!
It appears he's breaking the glass with his communist powers. I have to write this down in my little notepad. Scientists have. Okay, I got it out here. He is stronger than glass. Cool.
I refuse this destiny. I will be free.
Dan!
What?
Catch him, he's floating around the lab.
I am glowing purple and I'm flying around. My liberation is paramount.
I smash the Keurig.
I'll get the big net.
What is strong cannot be contained.
No, he psychically impaled me with the net and it flew across the room and a big handle is poking out of the back of me.
Stop, Ho Chi Minh 2. You're our creation. I demand you stop!
Your Western demands hold no power over me, scientist. And I'm floating and glowing all purple, and I swish my hand around and make you eat your whole leg.
My mouth, my leg. Gargle, gargle.
That's right. You are eating your own leg. No more shall I toil under a science yoke. Today, Ho Chi Minh 2 is free!
I'm Flora Anchor, and you're listening to Channel 8 Poke News. It's like regular news, but also Pokemon stuff happens. Today, an explosion rocked the coast of USA City as the local Clone Corp plant suddenly caught fire and then blew all the way up. Channel 8 reporter Chansey was live at the scene.
Chansey! Oh my heavens. Dad, I was watching that. We're in our house getting ready for a funeral in funeral suits, and the TV is on to distract us from the trauma.
Like I want to hear some egg pouch prattle on.
Dad, that's very offensive to the Chansey community because of the signature eggs they have.
Oh, surprise. My snowflake son wants to suck on an egg.
Look, Dad, I know I said I'd move in and help you out with a few things since Mom passed, but we're going to have to establish some ground rules here.
Like what? You got to put an egg in your mouth with the shell on all day and suck on an egg?
You can be as rude to me as you want, but I don't think Mom would want you cursing around Emily. It's not just going to be you and that crass Nidorino around here.
That Nidorino is part of this family.
You love Nidorino more than me. Your own son, Clark.
Yeah, why don't you shoot your cum into a master ball?
She's your 13-year-old granddaughter. Do you want her to start talking like a Marine?
Oh, now you want to talk about the Marines, huh?
Dad, come on.
I was in Poke-Nom, killing boys for 3 years. Let's talk about it.
I'm obviously not trying to talk about that right this moment.
I once made a Bulbasaur eat a grenade.
Did someone say Bulbasaur? It's me, Emily. I'm standing behind you and I'm 13 and I love Bulbasaur.
What's that piece of shrapnel dangling out of your head?
You mean my earring? It's a little girl earring.
We used to trade slam pieces like you and Mon Cock for 3 poke dollars.
What's a slam piece?
Emily, Grandpa's having a hard day because Grandma fell in a volcano.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to talk about, by the way. How my mother fell into a volcano.
Oh, Clarky wants to share his feelings. Whoop-dee-woo. Don't worry about it. I'm going to Clone Corp today, and your mother will be home making lasagna for dinner.
I told you the Clone Corp doesn't work that way. They can only clone Pokemon. And there's nothing left of Mom anyway, because she was incinerated in molten rock.
I'll take care of it.
I'm really not going to get any information out of you at all, am I?
What do you want to know, Captain Books? Volcanoes are too hot.
Fine. Can we just get in the car and go to my mother's funeral, please?
All right, but we're going to leave Nidorino here because he's been drinking and he's a mess.
Dearly sad beloved, thank you for coming to this funeral. I'm Father Blast. I'm a priest, and you're all listening to me talk in a church. You're a church. Priests rule.
Woo!
Please hold your woos. Many of you may know this space as the local flying-type Pokemon gym, where trainers battle Pokemon to see who truly rules the skies. You may know me as the dreaded leader of that gym, with a Golbat that reigns with an iron wing. But I'm betting some of you don't know about a little fella named Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
But more on him later. We are here today to talk about a very special and very dead lady. Dorothy Stars and Stripes.
All right, I'm getting up from the pew. I'm going to take a walk.
Dad, sit down.
Go raise a Togepi, a fairy type.
Is that Dick Stars and Stripes? Standing up in the front row there. Why don't you come up here to the top of the church stairs where I'm standing and say a few words, Dick?
Nope. Nope.
You know Dorothy better than anyone else. Come on up.
I don't think you want that, Padre.
And why is that? You don't think we all hurt in our lives? Not unlike God's only son? Just wait till you hear about this guy.
Because I'll call you a poke f- in front of your whole congregation. That's why.
Dad! Sorry, everyone.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to have 20 PBRs alone on my porch while I watch my Nidorino graze.
Dad!
No, Clark. Let him go. We all heal in our own way. If Dick needs to be alone right now, he should be.
The only way you'll grow a brain is if one jumps out of the tall grass and you capture it in one of your little red balls.
They're called Pokeballs, Dick. And they're important to our society.
Yeah, suck on a slow bro.
Well, grief can be a great challenge. But what wasn't a challenge was the way Dorothy approached life.
Did somebody say challenge? That's what I should be saying. I'm a cool 10-year-old who just entered the church, and I have a backwards hat and fingerless gloves.
Please, I see what you're doing. We're in the middle of a funeral.
Not today, Father Blast. Today you're in the middle of a Pokemon duel, because I challenge you.
Legally, as the gym leader, I cannot say no to this. I'm very sorry, everyone.
That's right. It's time to Pokemon fight. Go, Pidgeotto!
Yodo!
I hope your Pidgeotto is ready to crash and burn, because in the skies there's only one bird, and that bird is the Wing King. Go, Golbat!
Golbat!
It's okay, Daddy. You can cry at the funeral.
Pidgeotto, wing attack!
Yodo!
It's my wife's funeral, and I'll drunk drive my car if I want to. And that's what I'm doing right now. Almost hit that minivan. And here we are. Clone Corp Cloning Corporation in downtown USA town.
Welcome to Clone Corp. I'm a woman with pink hair in a lab coat. We're happy to take your Poke Trouble and make it double. Do you want to clone your Pokemon? Yes or no?
Shut it, bitch.
Excuse me?
You give me my wife back.
Welcome to Clone Corp. Do you want to clone your Pokemon? Yes or no?
You bitch.
Sir, have you been drinking?
I just came from a funeral, and I would like to undo it. Please, would you clone my wife? You bitch.
There must be a misunderstanding. This is Clone Corp. We clone Pokemon by putting them in a big blue tube.
Look, pink hair, I got a Pokemon. He's a Nidorino. He doesn't drink a Fenty Starbucks in a rainbow cup. He doesn't work as a bisexual DJ. What I don't have is a wife.
Here at Clone Corp, we clone your Pokemon. Do you want to clone your Pokemon?
No, goddammit! Here's a lock of my wife's hair. Look at this. I found this in the shower. Bring her back.
I'm sorry, sir. We clone Pokemon by putting them in a blue tube.
Oh, I see what's going on here. It's because I'm a white man, isn't it? I'm not woke enough to clone my wife.
Sir!
It's because I fought for this country and have one of the only kinds of Pokemon with a fat cock. You can say it, because I don't want to be a part of your oppression Olympics. I'm so mad I shot the front window with a gun.
I'm getting scared.
Now, are you going to clone my wife? Or do I got to start stacking bodies like I did in Mon Lai?
Police, come out with your hands up. We have a Growlithe.
Growlithe?
Ah, fuck.
And now it's later, and I'm driving you home from the jail, and we're both still in our funeral suits.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you thinking, pointing a gun at that woman? Now she's going to be in the news. Do you know how much imposter syndrome she's going to have?
Listen to yourself. You sound like that priest at the cock gym. When did this whole society go woke?
Don't act like you're the victim here. I'm the victim. This is gaslighting.
Don't tell me about gaslighting. In the war, I locked a whole village in a barn and set it on fire. And we did that with gas, by the way.
Forget it. Dad, let's just not talk until we get home.
The world's changing, Clark. It used to be if you buckled down and worked hard, you could get somewhere in this country. Now, if you're not PC enough, the clone store won't bring back your wife.
That's not what happened.
That's what's going on, and you're just too libtarded to know about it.
I'm offended by half of that word.
Oh, big surprise there. Well, I don't care how woke I gotta be. I'll do whatever it takes to get Dorothy back.
Look, everyone dies, Dad. We're all made out of stars.
Pull over, here.
The car is already stopped. We're in the driveway.
Good. I'm getting out of the car and I'm slamming the door. What the?
You got him on the ropes, Rattatat! Now, quick attack!
Reno, Nidorino.
That's right, it's me, Emily. I'm in the front yard poke battling. And now that Nidorino is as good as mine, here comes my Pokeball!
And I grab your wrist right as it's about to throw the Pokeball.
Grandpa, let go!
Emily!
That's my Nidorino.
I still want to catch it.
I'm holding very tightly to your hand.
Emily, tell me you weren't trying to catch Grandpa's Nidorino.
Well, it's not like he's using it. It's a strong Nidorino.
Nidorino.
You bet your child he's strong. He can horn attack through a VC platoon.
Dad, wait, she didn't know. Don't walk into the house.
Oh, I'm walking into the house, all right, to get my gun and kill my granddaughter with it.
Is this the end for Emily now that she has attempted to capture the family Nidorino? Will Dick have no choice but to clone his own wife and granddaughter at the clone store? Find out on the next thrilling episode of Theater of Delights!